Pussycat. And
one of my favorite actors. He's so good.
Speaking Bateman. Of, okay.
Bateman. Jason.
Jason Bateman. All right. So there's a new Dunkin' Donut. This kind of gets me. Dunkin' Donuts commercial, right? It's Ben Affleck.
Dunkin' Donuts is kicking it.
Right.
They're doing really good.
So he comes in and he's ordering a cup of coffee and everybody goes, oh, it's Matt Damon. No, he goes, it's the guy from The Revenant, you know, which would be Leonardo DiCaprio, right? And he goes, no, I'm Matt Damon. I just want a cup of coffee. I know you're from Massachusetts, but where did that come back from? It's a massive northeastern accent that it's. I'm like, wow, I didn't.
It was that first film. What was that with Robin Williams and all those guys when he's fighting in
Good Will Hunting?
Yes.
Okay.
And that they had that accent.
Yes.
A lot of that accent.
Yes. Do you like apples? How about them apples?
How about them?
That's
apples.
Matt Damon. All right.
Well, we could take this outside if you want.
Yeah. All right.
Oh, there we go. Don't get us started on movies. That will be a long, long, long day.
That makes for a boring show.
Okay, so hit me with the Iowa State portal talk.
Okay, today was the... they got the Buffalo guard, Curtis Jones.
Yep.
It's been a lot of... not big guys, been a lot of guards. I was just looking up because there was two other ones that they got. The one from... was with TJ Otzenberg from.
Yeah. And they got a small school kid too that I think is going to be really good, a good shooter. I mean, they're bringing in shooters.
Right.
Good idea.
Well,
yes.
It's interesting because obviously there's a lot of hype about the freshman class.
Yes.
Also.
Yes.
They feel that they're good on the bigs.
Yes.
Do you feel we're good on the bigs?
I think that unless you're playing Purdue, nobody cares about bigs. I mean, so three of the freshmen they're going to play. Omaha 6'8". The Milakovic kid is 7 foot, but he's not a center. He's a small forward. Not a lot of people have bigs. So I'm not overly concerned. But you have Trey King, you have Hassan Ward, you have
Trey King's gone.
No, he took his fifth year. Yes,
he went to the portal, but yet he stayed.
He didn't go to the portal. He could have opted out of his COVID year, and he didn't. He
gotcha.
Opted in.
Gotcha. Keshawn Gilbert from UNLV.
Yeah, that was the big one. That solidifies shooting. That's
right.
That's Gabe Kauscher. That replaces Gabe Kauscher.
6'4" sophomore, average 11.4 points a game, some rebounds, some assists. He shot 46.6%.
From three?
No.
No, from the field.
35.7 from 3-point range.
I'd take that.
Okay.
That's 3 out of 10. Remember our...
okay, the math. So remember if you shoot 46 at two, if you then it's in the okay. Yeah. Yes,
remember you get you and your 9 points of it. So points would be 4.5. So you'd be 4.5 out of 10. So you'd be shooting 45%. I'll take that.
All right. So Damon Lipsy's going to be good.
And it's
Jeremiah Williams comes back.
Jeremiah Williams is the bigger deal. We haven't had a Jeremiah Williams in a while. This is what I think. I think Jeremiah Williams is a big DeAndre Kane. And that's pretty scary if he can play like DeAndre Kane played. I mean, that was a while ago, but I mean, that's what I picture him.
All right. So
there's nights that he's going to hit threes. There's nights that he's going to pull up and shoot from the free throw line. He's going to shoot. I mean, and he's not going to turn the ball over, and he's going to play defense, and he does everything that the reason TJ wants him on the team. And you know that's the thing. And we discussed Iowa as well. And I think that is the difficulty right now, and some of the difficulty that some of the Iowa fans have is you don't know what Fran wants or needs. You know, every one of these players that TJ is getting fits TJ.
Right. Exactly.
They play defense first. They offense. Now, what everybody wanted TJ to do this time, and he did, is we need some offensive help too. We need to work on that. And a couple of these kids are getting, and Omaha being one of them, he's 6'8 with a 7-foot wingspan and is probably the most athletic kid that we've ever had. He's going to do a lot of things that we didn't have anybody that could do that. I mean, we didn't have anybody that could take two dribbles, get through the lane, and go up and slam dunk on people.
I agree.
So it's going to be interesting. It's going to take – it's one of those things where last year we played really well early and struggled in the middle and then struggled at the end. I think this team, it's going to take a little bit, but they still have one-on-one talent that they haven't had in the past.
Okay, Mr. Insider, you with your little – fingers that go up to Ames. Why Iowa State for Omaha Blue? Was it TJ?
TJ.
Just yeah. Won him over.
No, I mean it's been a long relationship.
Okay.
And I think that's one of the things that you get. He's honest. I think he's a father figure. And to be really honest with you, I also think it's his two assistants. AJ Green's dad, a couple other assistants. I think they're really, really, really good about what they do and who they're looking for. They don't go and watch somebody play and go, we can make that fit.
Right.
They go watch somebody.
They're really good. I'd like to have them opposed to, we need this.
Right.
We need this cog in our machine. That cog works.
Look what he just did. He got a rebound, passed the ball down the floor, ran down, missed layup, got it, dunked back, ran back down the floor when they got the ball, and the guy went up for a layup and blocked the shot. That is TJ's things that he dreams about at night. He doesn't dream about the guy hitting 10 three-pointers, and he doesn't dream about the guy who, you know, is just kind of out there not following. He dreams about, this is how we coach, this is what we do to win, and can we... His thing that he has to get to in the next 3 to 4 years is you still have to find that one or two that can get you to the Sweet 16 and then get you to the Elite Eight and then get you to the Final Four.
Right.
And that's what happened when they had Monte Morris and George Niang and Naz Long and those guys. They had gelled it enough to get them – and then when it counted and they knew they needed buckets, they had people to go to. Last year, watching that, the last 2 years really, we never really had somebody that we could go, okay, we're going to get him the ball and he's going to score. We would feed people when they got hot, Caleb Grill, Gabe Kauscher, all those guys. But we never had somebody that we could just get the ball to and score. And I think Jeff Williams is that. I think Taman Lipsey's going to grow into that. I think Omaha's that. And it's going to be exciting.
But I will say, what I do like about TJ and watching his style of ball is you could look at the bench, you know, at the game and go, all right, every other guy, go.
Yeah.
And they're going to work.
Yeah.
You go first five guys on the bench, you guys go. And they're going to work. I mean, it's his style of ball that is being played opposed to I have to fill this spot, this, and then hope that I can bring in a sixth man. Or hope that I hope we don't need the seventh man because of injury or fouls or whatever. It's he can go 1, 2, 3, 7, and 9, and boom. I mean, it's fun to watch.
When they after the Caleb Grill stuff, I'm also curious to see where Caleb Grill goes.
I am too.
I am. I know Nate thinks like Alabama or someplace like that. I'm trying to think of who's the guy that ripped his shirt off. Was that the Alabama coach?
Oh, I know who you're talking about because he was here. He ripped his shirt off here.
So he's bringing in all kinds of.
Isn't that Mississippi State or something? No. Anyway, but I know who you're talking about. Yeah. I think it was Alabama.
I don't know. Caleb, it's going to be interesting what Caleb does.
Somebody's in his corner correctly because he does seem to be very respectful and remorseful about his departure.
Yeah, no, I most definitely.
He's not pointing fingers and
never heard a word from the family. Blame. That's how good that family is too. I have got to meet that. Really cool family.
His statement, departure statement that he released was well written.
Right. Caleb Grill family, Brock Purdy family.
Oh, wow.
That kind of, hey, we're Cyclones, right? Yeah, this didn't work, but it did work for a long time.
Right.
I think that's...
We're not going to poo-poo the good times.
No. I think that the most difficult time, so when all that was happening, what did he do? He opened up his whole bench, and Eli King played, and the CEO was on the floor.
The chief energy officer, yeah.
Three or four minutes, but it brought back that team. TJ's good stuff, and can you win a NCAA championship at Iowa State? I don't know. Can you win an NCAA championship?
Conrad Hawley.
Yeah. Can you win a national championship at Iowa? Probably not. Because no matter what, they're still football schools. And I'm not even saying that being football schools, they're going to win a national championship. It's just different. Now, the thing that throws a wrench in, and what you see on some of these shows that really surprised me, is ESPN, Fox Sports, CBS Sports, when they're talking faces and relevancy in college basketball, the first person out of their mouth is Caitlin Clark. She is the face of NCAA basketball. And people go, well, yeah, the NCAA women. No, she is the face of NCAA basketball.
Right.
And that's a big deal. And I think the reason that's going to happen, and it's going to happen more, is, and I'm thinking the NCAA men's basketball is going to change too. These coaches are going to start coaching to say, I'm going to have to make my team right and fit, because I think that's TJ's really good thing. And I think it's Fran's too, because I can't have these kids transferring. For us to win the games we need, I need these kids here for 2 or 3 years.
Right.
So I'm not going to, any of these squads have ever really done a one and done. I don't think Omaha is going to be a one and done. I think he's going to be a two and done, because I think...
Which is funny, because people are talking less about how he's going to do his first year at Iowa State, and they're already talking about where he's going to go.
And if you had watched, if people would have watched the high school when they did that All-Star for, it was on, we were in Vegas, and it just happened to be in Vegas.
And he was standing next to Bronny Smith.
Yep, and all those, Bronny James.
James, excuse me.
And all those kids.
Smith was on my screen.
They talked about how that he could score in that. He was the best defensive player of all those kids.
Right.
Exactly why he's going to Iowa State.
Right. And
he's not going to Iowa State to score 20 points a game. He's going to Iowa State to be a 14, 10, 6, and 5 steal.
How many
guy.
Times have we said this, and whether you've said it or whether I've heard it from Grandpa when he coached, stuff like that, it's not always that, hey, I've got the five most talented athletes.
Yeah.
I've got the best team on the floor.
Yeah, I need two of the most talented athletes and three other guys.
Right.
And I can do that. I can win with that. Right. I at least need one, because I need somebody that can score.
Right. Well, like you said, a go-to.
Yeah.
A go-to. When you need that shot that
absolutely
the mind can
that
rest
has the up. Mindset for it. Not
exactly.
Not the athletic ability, but the mindset.
Right. Exactly.
You're listening to Happy Hour Sports with Steen and Scott. You're listening to us live on 101.3 FM, 1700 The Champ AM, Real Sports Talk for Real Sports Fans. We'll be right back.
Here's a look at traffic on 101.3's Off Limits. Join the conversation now on Twitter at Steen on Sports. 1700 The Champ, Real Sports Talk for Real Sports Fans.
Welcome back, everybody. Happy Hour Sports with Steen and Scott. Steen here.
Scooty here.
Scoot sitting across from me. We appreciate you coming in here with us. You're listening to Steen on Sports. No, you're listening to Happy Hour Sports with Steen and Scott. Man, it's been a rough week, and it's Tuesday.
Did you see Billsy from KJJY, who's just down the hall from us, right? His tweet, I let Caitlin Clark and the whole state of Iowa down today when I missed my shot not once but five times while playing trash can basketball. Way to go, Billsy.
Billsy.
We'll get him tomorrow.
Yeah.
Way to go, Billsy.
No pressure there.
That's good.
Wow.
He's a joy.
What do you got? You are listening to us on 1700 The Champ, 101.3 FM, Real Sports Talk for Real Sports Fans. Twitter, at Steen on Sports, at Scott Brower underscore 13, at Happy Hour underscore SS, and at 1700 The Champ. Website, 1700 The Champ as well. We have Twins, Red Sox 6:10. Right after we get off the show, you're going to go right into first pitch on Tuesday and Wednesday. We are off on Thursday. We told you we were going down for Heroes for the Homeless. Can't wait to get to do that. I will be back in here on this Friday. We are hoping that next Friday we are – is it next Friday? Wakanda?
No, Monday, dude.
Monday. Monday we may
this
be.
This Monday.
This coming Monday we may be off to do a little –
sound like Shrek, but I'm definitely going to be wearing layers. Like an onion.
Principal Charity Classic.
It's a media information day.
Yep.
And they'll let you come out
little
and see
dinner
the course.
And play the course for a little bit.
We shall see.
Shotgun start. So we'll see what happens. Who do I have? I have, who did you do? Did you do Palmer Group? You did
I did Palmer Group.
You
got
I got DeMoss. DeMoss, Des Moines Orthopedic Center is helping you get back to living through orthopedic care. Three locations, 6001 West Town Parkway, West Des Moines. 1301 Penn Avenue, Suite 213, Des Moines, 350 Northeast 36th Street, Ankeny, Iowa. Services include foot, ankle, hand therapy, hip, knee, shoulder, spine, sports med, sports rehab, trauma, and urgent injury. DeMoss's urgent injury clinics are open at both the Ankeny and West Des Moines locations. No appointment needed. Look up wait times online at DeMoss.com. Thank you to DeMoss for being a part of our program.
All right. YouTube TV update.
YouTube TV. Nana. Yoo-hoo.
Here's where we are.
Okay.
Okay.
See what I'm going to do.
Currently what I have DirecTV.
Can I interrupt you just one
time? Yes.
I actually got Apple TV. I wanted Apple TV because I want to watch Ted Lasso.
I know. And that's why they do one really good show and then they rope you in to get me a subscription
and
for
then
everything.
I watch a show with Harrison Ford and whatever the your mother, How I Met Your Mother. Yeah. And they're both psychiatrists.
Really?
It is hilarious. I have no idea what it's called. I said that same thing to Andrew, and Andrew's like, oh, it's a great show, and said the name. I can't remember the name, but I love it.
Yeah. All right, cool.
You have Apple TV.
No, I don't. I have Apple TVs, but I don't have the subscription for Apple TV, the streaming service.
Oh.
No, I have.
Andrew got it. Okay. So they must have other things that they watch on Apple TV.
That's why different ones. That's why people, Paramount Plus, the streaming service is different than Paramount, the channel.
Yep.
That's all these different.
Okay.
Like I said, it's
right.
The game.
YouTube.
So no, I didn't sign up for YouTube TV yet.
Okay.
I'm still in the free stages of testing it. Because of the price that I've been paying for DirecTV. I love my DirecTV.
I do
always
too.
Have. And I've had it for so long because I got the NFL package so I could watch the Dolphins games, and then it became the fact that we have multiple TVs downstairs. I mean, seriously, we didn't need to go to the bar. We had a wall of TVs going with NFL football. It was awesome. Now, the fact that it's YouTube TV for the NFL package, you don't have to have YouTube TV to get the package. It's just cheaper if you do.
Gotcha.
So, for what I'm getting for said price from DirecTV, it's about half the price to get the channels. To get channels comparable with YouTube TV, right?
Okay.
So let's say arbitrarily $150 down to, say, 74 or 79, somewhere in there. Well, now you start going down the path. There's Key History Channel is not on my YouTube TV.
So you're a History Channel guy.
We're going to find something on Oak Island. I'm telling you, okay? we're going to find it. Not sure what it is, but we're going to find it. And the Templars left it there. But anyway, so history would be something that you have to go and you would have to buy a streaming service itself to get that. Now, there's another cost.
Can you buy the History Channel app and then
yes.
do that? So that you.
But
can...
then now you get into, you can buy that and you can get stuff to watch, but you're not getting live.
No, you're not getting live.
Okay.
Yeah.
So with that, here's the pivotal one that I've come to realize. I love Marquee Sports, because literally every Cubs game.
Right.
Okay? You cannot just go out and buy Marquee as an app, as a streamable app so you can watch it. There's two. It's Fubo or whatever it is.
Fubo. Fubo, Fobo. I don't know. I know
it's Fubo or whatever. It's you know, there's Hulu, there's Fubo, there's Sling, all these different ones. It's I think it's Fubo. Excuse me, Fubo is something different. But anyway, that one and DirecTV are the only two those. If you buy those streaming services, then you can log in with your account and you can watch Marquee. So if I dump Direct and I go to YouTube TV, I don't get Marquee anymore. They have Chicago, NBC Chicago Sports. That's some White Sox. That's it's you're back to blackout. You're back to all these different things. So now, okay.
You have Nana just going, oh.
That is if you are accustomed to this and like this, you can't just go from it. Used to be, I want to get 20 channels and HBO and Cinemax. I can either go to Direct or I can go to Mediacom, right? No, now it's some of this is streamable where you are going and just you internet connection, get it whatever you want. Because you can get DirecTV as streamable opposed to DirecTV with having the little satellite on the side of the house.
I have streaming. I love it.
So, anyway.
Really love it.
There's new packages within. Trust me, DirecTV knows that they're not going to go out of business. They've already adjusted. They have new packages that are comparable to, if you want to go to YouTube TV, here's the same package from us, same money you keep with us. Difference being it's $100 savings if you go to the NFL package with YouTube TV opposed to. So with that being said, I have not jumped onto YouTube TV yet. Okay. I've been with DirecTV for the better part of, I think, 17 years. We're negotiating and having a chat about how much they would really like me to stay. And if that chat doesn't go right, then I'll figure something out. But I don't want to lose. I hate to say that out loud. You know, I'm sure somebody from DirecTV is, totally listening.
Yeah.
But I don't want to lose Marquee. But I want to make sure I get the NFL package, which I can still get.
Our only negative with stream with everybody, but the kids are pretty much using their own now. You can only stream three at a time.
You can do five.
Now you can do five.
Well, you can do five with YouTube TV.
Okay. I was just saying with DirecTV stream, that's one of the things. But I like the Baltimore Ravens, but I don't care if I get to see all their games live. You like to watch your Dolphins.
Well, but
see, I'm good but not we watching. Also like,
well, I've got a son that's a Saints fan. Trust
no,
me.
No, absolutely. It'd be more fun. I mean, we're coming over to your place watching football games. I'm telling you now.
Yeah. I mean, it makes it – because seriously, with the involvement, we have family fantasy leagues, for Pete's sakes, that it's – you've got – hey, my running back is – it's on the flanker TV over here. We got the main game over here. We've got antenna TV. It is – it's not just cut and dry of, it's – Company A used to have the NFL package. Now Company B is going to have it. It's not. There's adages to it. There's all these different things that you just can't switch to, or I want the same they used to have. I don't know that it's the same that you used to have.
Right. And that's the funny thing about the NFL that they would number one, that they would change.
Really?
No,
Thursday night. I was going to say, Thursday Night Football, which I've always loved Thursday Night Football, is on Amazon Prime.
Right. But everybody has Amazon, right?
No.
Oh, you don't have Amazon?
Oh, I've had it forever.
Yeah, so have I. I mean, I
do you remember?
I don't even
when this
add
evolved,
up.
And they took the Thursday night game and put it on NFL Network, and everybody goes, where's the NFL Network? Do I have the NFL Network?
Right.
I didn't know I had the NFL Network. And then, God forbid, you wanted to watch an out-of-market preseason game? Pfft, nope.
All I remember about watching with DirecTV getting the package is the guy with the really big ears. That did, when it first started. I'm trying to think of what his name is.
The guy with the big, the NFL. Yeah,
because it would cut in. So he would talk saying, okay, now we're going to go to this game, and now we're going to that game. He had really big ears.
You're even older than I am, buddy, because I don't remember that.
Oh,
did he
man.
Chew on a carrot and say things like, what's up, Doc? Or No. Oh, okay, that's Warner Brothers.
Sticking out ears. Not tall ears. Sticking out ears.
All right, so nothing has been settled yet. Okay. We're still in negotiations.
Don't worry yet. We're still in negotiation stages here. I'm going to come home and she's going to go, what are we going to do with TV?
What, Nana needs the NFL package?
Well, she likes to have options.
Gotcha.
So that's the important part. Okay.
All right. So we're past that.
CBS. I don't even know if it's CBS, but these were the all NBA team. CBS Sports experts picked three all NBA teams. I don't think anybody has any issues with the players. It just has them where they're at. I don't watch enough NBA basketball to Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, the first time I've watched him play was the other night. And he had a really good game. You know, Steph Curry, Jason Tatum, Giannis, and Nikolai Jokic was the first team. Luka Doncic, Donovan Mitchell, Jaylen Brown, Jimmy Butler, Joel Embiid. Second team, De'Aaron Fox, Damian Lillard, LeBron James, Laura Markkanen, and Domantas Sabonis. That's 15 guys. They probably left some people off, but you know, I am not even talking last night. My kids are NBA hounds. They would rather watch NBA than watch college, and I am not.
That was 15 names you gave me.
Yep.
Okay, and I know, and it's and you're alluding to it that yes, your boys, my boys, nephews, and stuff like that. But it's horrible for you and I to be sitting here. You could list those 15 names and then put the 15 headshots on the other side
and have to put them there.
And for $100, you and I have to get it 100% right. Could the two of us together get it done?
No, because I wouldn't have recognized Jimmy Butler because Jimmy Butler doesn't look like his picture that's in here.
Oh, I could pick Jimmy Butler out for Pete's sakes.
Okay, seriously.
Okay. Check. This is good radio when you're putting visuals.
It moved.
Okay, first of all, that guy on the other side was a reporter.
No, I know.
Okay.
You tell me that that looks like Jimmy Butler now.
Yeah, it's his cheekbones.
You wouldn't know him. That was Jimmy. You wouldn't have known that was Jimmy Butler if you'd have tried.
You are so hair-centric. You just need to...
It just doesn't look like Jimmy Butler. I would not have known.
It's totally his cheekbones.
I would have known that Laura Markkanen played for Utah, but I'd have never known his name.
Okay.
I knew most of them. I wouldn't have known.
So you were hoping that these headshots had jerseys on them at least.
Numbers. Give me numbers.
So we need to get Andrew in here at some point in time to talk the lowdown, you will.
And that's the thing. I am not a big NBA fan during the year. It picks up. I'm not a big NBA guy first round because they're still just messing around.
Right.
Then after that, now I'm in. But these first rounds are not going the way people thought they were going to go, which is awesome. Yeah. I mean, the fact that the Sacramento Kings have a chance to knock the Golden State Warriors out, and when we still have 2 minutes. What Draymond Green did last night was bad, but what Sabonis did last night, they both should have been booted. And
right,
you can't grab. He's trying to get back down the floor, and you grab his foot. If you're going to grab Draymond Green's foot in the middle of a basketball game, you know you're going to get beat up a little bit.
And it was, I know. I watched it, and I kind of shook my head, and I watched it multiple times because I'm trying to figure out if it was because the Sabonis armbarred his ankle.
Yeah.
He didn't turn on it like he wanted to hold him, but he flopped into a holding his ankle. Draymond went to jump, kind of kick away or whatever, and it came down, kicked him in the chest.
And he said, hey, I needed a place to land my foot. It just happened to be in the middle of his chest.
Right, and if you watch it in slow motion, it's, oh my gosh, he tried to kill him. He stamped him on his foot. You watch it in real time,
nothing.
He's like, are you holding my – and he tried to shake it off, and his reaction of shaking it off stamped him in the chest.
And the people today, I mean, the first thing out this morning, oh, he's going to get a two-game – he's not going to get suspended. They're not suspending a Draymond Green at that point in time.
You don't.
Now, marketing, man, if I'm Vince McMahon and Triple H, I'm getting him because as soon as he got stepped on, he tried to get up and he falls back down. He's writhing in pain.
Oh,
and they call the technical and they kick him out and he jumps up and he runs down and he's clapping. I'm like, oh, I don't like that.
All right. So go down this list here. We'll go back on because I got like Miami Heat lead the Milwaukee Bucks 1-0.
Yep. And Giannis is hurt. So that's it's so interesting.
We can go
we got a segment left with the NBA. That's good for us. You're listening to Happy Hour Sports with Steen and Scott. That's all we have left. Happy Hour Sports with Steen and Scott. You're listening to us on 101.3 FM, 1700 The Champ AM, Real Sports Talk for Real Sports Fan. Last segment on this Tuesday.
Thank you.
NBA Talk. Welcome back in, everybody. Happy Tuesday. Happy Hour Sports with Steen and Scott. Last segment on this Tuesday.
Flying by.
Time flies. We're bringing sports your way every day right here on 101.3 FM, 1700 The Champ AM, Real Sports Talk for Real Sports Fans. You can check us out on Twitter at ScottBrower_13, at SteenOnSports, at HappyHour_SS, and at 1700 The Champ. Facebook's at 1700 The Champ as well. Right after we get off the air tonight, you're going to get the first pitch of Twins Red Sox. Same tomorrow, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Twins Nationals. And then Monday, Tuesday next week, they play the Yankees again. You have the last read.
Last read, Woodman Controls, correct?
Yes.
Woodman Controls Company is Iowa's intelligent building solutions company. Provides design, engineers, installs, programs, and services, HVAC, lighting, card access. Also camera control for the entire state of Iowa. They can fully automate your building to improve efficiency, comfort, and security for your facility. They're located in Ankeny. Go to woodmancontrols.com. to look at various high-end employment opportunities in development, project management, field or service technicians, and many more for an outstanding automation machinery manufacturing company.
Woodman Controls.
Woodman Controls.
Northwest Bank, Des Moines Orthopedic Centers, Heritage Building Maintenance, and Palmer Group. Thank you.
All right, let's go through the NBA playoffs here. You give me your quick commentary as I read through these.
Okay.
First one is the number 2 Celtics, the number 7 Atlanta Hawks. Boston Celtics lead 1-0 the series. They play tonight.
It was a weird Trae Young today got voted the most I can't even remember the word.
Despicable?
Overrated.
Oh.
Overrated 27-10 and he's overrated. I don't get that. Boston's too good. They're the team to beat.
So it's tonight in Boston. So you think by tomorrow it's going to be a 2-0 lead.
Yeah.
Okay. 76ers lead the Brooklyn Nets 2-0. Next game is Thursday.
Philadelphia. Well, see, that's a really funny thing. I would say that Philadelphia can win this, but I have no idea if James Harden can do what he did the game before. Joel Embiid is, if he's, there's the top 5 players in the league. And we discussed those all league teams, and I don't think you need to put guards and centers. I just think you should put the best 5 guys right. And next best 5 guys. Joel Embiid is one of the top 3, 4, or 5 guys in the league. He's fun to watch. He's 7
right. And
he's 7'2". He weighs like 320 pounds, and right. He can do stuff that point guards do, which is really cool.
But
Philadelphia's winning that series.
The second bullet point on it is Harden opens first round with perfect game.
Right. And so now he'll have a...
He has to do it over and over again.
He'll have a 9-turnover game tonight.
Exactly.
So,
exactly.
Second game tonight on the docket is New York-Cleveland. I think that's the best series. These are two extremely... They're the same team, almost,
right.
with just different players. I think Cleveland will win tonight.
They'll tie it up because the Knicks are up in the series 1-0 right now.
And got to win on the road, which the most important thing when you're in the NBA playoffs compared to any other playoffs you have that are best of something, you got to get a win on the road. And if you can get it early, then it makes things easier. L.A. at Phoenix, interesting game. Kawhi Leonard had a great game, the Kawhi Leonard of old. His problem, like Anthony Davis and like LeBron James, when you start getting deeper into these playoffs and you're playing every other night or every other night, can they continue?
Did you say L.A., Phoenix? You're throwing me off here, dude.
Yeah, the Clippers. The Clippers at Phoenix are tonight at 9 o'clock.
There it is. Sorry. I get my papers. Yep. I get too many papers front and back.
Kevin Durant did not take a shot in the fourth quarter
of
that last game. I think Phoenix wins that one tonight. You and I, right before we came on, talked about L.A. and Memphis. If they don't have Ja Morant, they can't beat the Lakers. And I don't know if they can beat the Lakers without Steven Adams, too. So I don't know. That's going to be interesting. But all the love that everybody's thrown at the Lakers, I've also seen the Lakers go two quarters and score 42 points. So you never know what those guys are going to do. And you don't know if any of those guys are going to get hurt. Anthony Davis and LeBron have been hurt all year. So
that's tomorrow night in Memphis also. Yep.
Miami-Milwaukee, that whole series depends on Giannis. Is he going to be able to play? If you're, 7 foot and you're his size and you have a back problem.
Yeah, back injury, yeah.
That's not good. I think Miami's going to end up taking care of that. And Denver Minnesota did a good job winning those play-in games to get in there. They're just no match for Denver. Denver is so much better. And then the oddball game there is the Sacramento Golden State game. To be really honest with you, Scott, I don't know if Golden State's going to win a game. That's how good the Kings are playing right now. Mike Brown was coach of the year. This is Mike Brown who's been, here's the crazy thing. The NBA is notorious for recycling, right? It's not easy to be a coach in the NBA.
Right.
College coaches have failed miserably trying to come to the NBA. Mike Brown hit it off with these guys because there's no, there's no LeBron, there's no James Harden, there's no type of guy.
You don't have to worry about the spiked personalities.
Right. But
I can't look at the sun because it shines so bright.
But the interesting thing about all of this is I just want to get through these and then we'll deep dive on this. I don't need, and these are all best of sevens too. It didn't used to be that way. Your first round were best of fives,
yeah.
and then they go, well, we only play 82 games. Well, then don't play 82 games. Like they said, I had this argument.
You don't think there's a financial gain?
Oh God, yeah, I know. I know all of that. they put that stipulation in for next year that you can't make any of these all NBA teams or get paid for making those if you don't play in 65 games. And I always thought, I think 17 games in the NFL is a pretty good number. I think 162 games in baseball is ludicrous. I think 82 games in the NBA is ludicrous. What they do, traveling, back-to-backs traveling.
Right.
I don't know how they do it. I really don't. And hockey, I don't know how hockey does that many games as well. I mean, it's crazy. That's so much wear and tear on you, especially hockey. I mean, when you think that hockey is pretty much football on ice with skates, that's tough.
Exactly.
I mean, it's. But so we have 3 minutes left.
All right.
So we're gonna
go ahead.
Remember,
I got a question.
We got to start next week on Monday. We got to start, and we might be golfing. So Tuesday, Wednesday, because the draft starts on Thursday. So
I know.
We got to get our draft gurus on. Me and you got it. Guru hats.
Get our foil cap, as you call mine.
Foil cap.
So obviously this weekend we talked about not going to be good weather for it, but it's Iowa State and Iowa. It's their spring games.
Right.
Have you ever been I'd like to go to that guy. Have you ever been to a spring game?
No.
Do you take that much away from it? J.J. Cole's going to be, I want to see him. What do you take?
You know what I want to see in the Iowa State game? I want to see how much they've taken from the badass coach from you and I that came to do the line. I want to see how the line works different.
Right.
That's what I want
what
to see.
What was somebody said, I want to make a shirt out. It's something about it needs to be controlled, but there always should be a little violence or something like that. I know I misquoted it, but I'm like, ooh.
No, that's a shirt. That is a shirt. That is the key to their whole season.
Yeah.
If they come out and they maul people, then it's going to be fun to watch.
Right.
Because it hasn't been. Our offensive line has not,
right,
not performed. And the other interesting thing is to see how Coach Nate, doing both offensive coordinator and quarterbacks coach with his young quarterbacks, I think that's awesome. Because I think that's who has to be in their ear constantly.
I'm going to follow the special teams coach. I'm just excited.
Yeah, because we have one. Who knew? Who knew?
All right, and I know we're gonna hear the music real quick, but again, we'll start pumping this because May 12th and May 13th.
Yes.
Is the Blue Ribbon Bacon Fest.
Yes.
We are going through, like I said, we had breakfast with Brooks this morning. We are getting confirmation of location, but Happy Hour Sports will be doing the 4 to 6 Friday night, the 12th at Bacon Fest.
Right.
This thing is going to be epic.
And you're going to see us on Saturday because we are invited to be there all day Saturday, and it's bacon.
There's what, six acts. Bands, if you will, on Friday. There's eight on. I mean, it goes from past the Bill Riley stage to JR's South Park to the footprint of this thing is going to be unbelievable.
It is. And it was a great conversation today. And this goes back like 18 years, folks. I don't know if it's 15 years. First time I met Scott, we had bacon and I kept drinking his Miller High Life. And we've been friends ever
over.
Since.
Yeah, yeah. Walks over. He's big and scared me, but yeah. Looked at my wife. What is he doing?
That's what it all started. And we've been doing this show for a long time. Just nobody listened to it. You're listening to Happy Hour Sports with Steen and Scott. You're listening to us live on 101.3 FM, 1700 Champ AM. Real sports talk for real sports fans. Drive home safe. Get home safe. Enjoy the evening. We'll see you tomorrow.
See you tomorrow.